The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are smoking up the backyards, the barbecue pits, and everywhere else in mid-Michigan. We're glad you're with us today, and we are having a rockin' time setting ourselves up for a 4th of July barbecue. Coming up on Wednesday is going to be the biggest barbecue day of the year, traditionally, and the Grillin' Guys are getting you ready to do it. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, we want to welcome WTCM 580 Traverse City to our network. Welcome, Northern Michigan. We're so happy to be in Northern Michigan. I spent some time up there this week with the good folks at WTCM. Jack O'Malley puts on a good show up there. They got a great crew and a big stick. We're happy to be in the North Market.
There's a lot of things going on in that Traverse City area as well, and the Grillin' Guys are just part of it. We're going to be up there a couple more times yet this year doing live remotes. We'll break those down for you when the time gets a little bit closer, but we're very pleased to be on. It's a great food and wine town, and the Grillin' Guys are a great fit there.
We'll be up there in 2 weeks, at least the first time 2 weeks. We're going to be up there with the boys from Right Brain, you know, Russ Springsteen, so Bruce's little brother.
Yeah, as I introduced him a couple weeks ago. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So welcome, Pike 51. And we're talking Steve Geikema. We've got also the brewer, Jeff Williams. And Steve's got his family here, his son, wife, and daughter. It's great. Family business. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me back.
It's always good to see you. Yep.
So for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Hudsonville Winery. What varietals are you making there? And how long you've been in business? And where people may be able to find your wines?
Just celebrated our third year, nice grand opening for that. All of our varietals, pretty common, Gewurztraminer, Riesling, Pinotage, but mostly our fruits. Our fruits sell the best, more than anything, by far. A lot of fruit wines, big selection.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's the most popular wine?
Right now, it's actually called Hudsonberry. It's a strawberry wine that is flying off the shelves, so seasonal. But it does hang around pretty good. We sold out really quick last year. It
sounds like a great wine for the heat of the summer. I'm thinking strawberry wine. Going to go great with chicken and fish on the grill. Those
Absolutely.
Light dishes. Serve that chilled, almost cold, probably. It'd be very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
I just had a flashback to the 70s, and it was Boone's Farm strawberry
wine. Yeah, right.
Wine.
I'm thinking they got a leg up or two probably on that.
It was pretty good, let me tell you.
Ours is better for sure. Yeah.
What was good? The 2 for $5, Bob, or the taste of the wine? That right? It was both at that time.
I think it had to do with the party in the pits,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, in addition to the winery, you also have a brewery, don't you?
Yes, right on site at 37 Chicago Drive. We just opened Pike 51 Brewing Company. In the early 20s, America was trying to figure out how to pay for the roads. They came up with a turnpike system. Chicago Drive from Jenison to Zeeland was actually named Pike 51 in the 20s. So we opened up Pike 51 Brewing Company.
And no tolls there?
No tolls. No tolls.
So tell us about this farmhouse ale, Jeff. This is pretty tasty stuff here.
Yeah, it's a little dark for a standard farmhouse ale, but it's just meant to be a real rustic, traditional French-style ale that they would traditionally brew for the farm workers. So it's kind of dark. It's got a little caramel to it and a little bit of Belgian yeasty funk.
I grew up working on a farm, and we never got anything like this.
Didn't.
I'm telling you. They hauled us in the back of the truck to the pond to take a little dip.
Right.
This is a better dip right here.
Yeah. So this is the Dark Star. This is one of our mainstays that we've got going right now.
Okay. So can we find these beers in the store, or are these at the tap room only?
Just tap room only. We are not distributing yet. Just keeping everything in house.
Okay, if you're listening in Ann Arbor, you get on 96, and when you get into Grand Rapids, take the 196 cutoff and go to what exit?
32.
Exit 32.
Yeah.
Head Pike 51.
Yeah.
Hut. There you go.
32nd, right to Chicago Drive.
Okay.
Off of 96.
Be a nice day for a road trip.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, excellent day. And the destination's awesome, too, because you're hitting a winery and a brewery at the same time. It's unique. You guys, there aren't too many combinations like that around the state. There are a few, but it's cool that you guys are going after both segments of that because the product that you're doing, they're craft products. They're very good. They're pure. They're fresh. And they're very drinkable.
Now, we met Steve at a remote last year. He came to an event we were at in Grand Rapids. And you were pretty new. You were only a year or two old then when we ran into you.
Right, right.
I was shocked at how good your wines were for right out of the gate. I mean, it's not like your family was traditionally making wine. You didn't grow up in the business.
No, not
You just dialed it in that fast.
Yep. There's three of us, and we would meet every week and just started playing. That's how it just got better and better and better.
Take your shoes off and start stomping grapes. That's
it.
Cool.
That's it.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of that last week when we were down in Fenn Valley, how they did that. It's an interesting process. There's a ton of equipment you guys have to have in order to pull this thing together. If somebody wanted to find your wines, can they buy them on the internet? Are you able to sell them, or is it just in a tasting room?
Just in a tasting room.
Okay. All right, but if you want to find out the varietals that they have, it's HudsonvilleWinery.com. You can look that up on the internet. They got some great pictures of their tasting room and their tap room, and it's a great business. It's you got to give these guys a try because it's just another example of some great Michigan beer and wine that's being produced right here in our backyard.
Okay, Jeff, you brought another beer with you here.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a session beer.
Yeah, I brought it's called the Wheat Whacker. It's a wheated session IPA. So it's hoppy, like an IPA is going to be hoppy, but not quite so overbearing, not so strong in alcohol. It's about 4.3%. So it's just right for summertime when you want to have a few beers and enjoy yourself.
When you say a session beer, help me out. What does that mean?
A session beer is technically any beer under 5%.
Okay.
So a beer that you can have multiple in a sitting.
Sure, a session.
A session.
Right?
Exactly.
Aptly named.
Yep, and
okay.
This is an old English thing. They would have these kind of beers on in their bars, so you could come in after work and get your nutrition out of the beer. And
I like that, nutrition out of beer. I've been trying to sell my wife on that for years, man. I don't know. She's just not buying it, but now I got it. It's official. It's from a brewer.
Beer is food.
Yeah, beer is food.
It's liquid,
that's right.
It's liquid bread.
Yeah. Awesome.
We have 9 foods on tap.
Yeah.
What a menu, huh? Yeah.
There's a great quote from Ben Franklin. I was just in Philadelphia a week and a half ago, and it went something like, beer is
proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I was getting a breeze frame.
Yeah.
Okay. For an IPA, that's kind of low on the alcohol content.
Yep, and that's done on purpose. Sometimes, I'm a big IPA guy, but sometimes when they start getting up into 6.5-7%, you can only have a couple. Sometimes you want to have more than a couple.
That's got a really nice hop character to it. It's not overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single IPA then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wonderful. Wow, that's great. Pike 51. You
in Hudsonville Winery.
Out.
They're in the same location on off I-196 on the southwest side of Grand Rapids. If you get over in this part of the state, make sure to look them up. Again, unique with beer and wine at the same place they're producing right there. So make that one of your destinations this summer.
Hudsonville, Michigan's on the map.
That's right. Hooterville, right?
Isn't
that what they call it? But
Excellent. Anyway.
Coming up next, Bob's going to break down some gadgets that we've been using this summer that'll make your grilling experience a little bit better, make the products that you put on your grill taste a lot better. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.